A month ago on Ozarks, we reported about the plight of Marisol Soto, an undocumented Mexican girl who, in 2011, returned to Mexico City, leaving Northwest Arkansas to pursue a college education. But after her life was threatened in Mexico, she risked crossing back over the U.S. border to certain detainment by Homeland Security. Last we heard, she was about to face an immigration judge and possible deportation. However, we've now learned the judge ruled Marisol could return to her family in Arkansas, and Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich picks up the rest of the story.
7-year-old Marisol Soto and her baby sister Mariana were brought to America by their parents, Andrea and Martin, in 2001. They are undocumented. The family stayed for a while in California before settling in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Andrea and Martin found plenty of work. The girls enrolled in public school. Marisol graduated Pea Ridge High with excellent grades in pursuit of a career in nursing. But without legal status, she decided to move back to Mexico City, live with her grandmother, get her medical degree, and work until she could be reunited with her family back in Arkansas. The Mexican consulate in Little Rock provided her a return passport in September of 2011. When she arrived, she realized she'd made a big mistake.
I had to do a lot of growing up. I discovered the world is not as nice as I thought.
Marisol says she encountered certain bias.
I got ripped off by 3 different colleges as soon as they seen my diploma from the United States. I got threatened numerous times by classmates.
She said even her extended Mexican family shunned her, perceiving her as privileged and different. She tried to fix things, but spiraled into anxiety and depression, she said. The situation became intolerable last February.
I was attending the Mexican Red Cross school for nursing. I met this girl there, and she was a classmate. She was the mistress of a chapo, which is a head of a drug dealing business. And, you know, as soon as she found out I was from the United States, she stole my ID with all my information. She had, I don't know, bodyguards, if you even call them that, and they were following me to my bus stops. In the phone calls, she would explain to me in lots of detail how she was going to stab me, how I was going to get raped by these 4 men she was always with, and how if that didn't work, she would kidnap me and ask for an amount from my parents.
Throughout her ordeal, she said she kept close contact by cell phone with her family back in Pea Ridge. Her mother, who speaks a little English, managed to find an organization to help her daughter cross the border. Marisol was escorted by members of the National Immigrant Youth Alliance, the group's pressing Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform, including the DREAM Act, providing lawful, educated, undocumented youth a path to citizenship by staging border crossings. At the U.S. border, Marisol turned herself in to immigration authorities.
It was a group of us that crossed, over 150 families. No laws were broken. We turned ourselves in to ICE. We were detained in Otay Mesa. And from there, we were sent to CCA San Diego.
That was March 10th. For 6 weeks, she was held in the San Diego Correctional Detention Center in a mixed population.
I had never even had detention in school, so I've never been in trouble. It was hard knowing you were detained with actual inmates, you know, being there sentenced for actual crimes. It was very hard living the schedule you had to live, living the way you had to. And I think the hardest part was waiting and not knowing what was happening.
Her first court date was April 9th. And after numerous delays, she went before an immigration judge. She witnessed a stream of young people before her get deported.
I was terrified. I was shaking. I couldn't breathe. I was having an anxiety attack. She only asked me 3 questions and then approved me. It was done within 10 minutes. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't even speak. It was yes, no questions, and I was just nodding my head. I I was frozen, and I didn't realize her answer until it was over with.
After she was released, one of the dreamers took Marisol to an airport motel, and she flew back to Arkansas the next day.
And I didn't know who to hug first. I didn't know where to run. I kind of froze, and my mom was the first one to be back in my arms.
This is Mrs. Andrea Soto. Her husband was unable to make the interview because of work.
Me siento completa porque cuando ella no estaba en casa es como si me faltara la mitad de mí.
She says she feels whole, that when I wasn't home, she felt like half of her was missing.
As for Marisol, what is it like to be back home with her family in Pea Ridge?
Oh, it feels amazing. I haven't felt this peaceful in a long time. Just the air smells different. The environment is different. I haven't had any depression or anxiety attacks since I've been back. So life is looking good right now.
Throughout the interview, the word milagro, miracle, was repeated. But the miracle worker is Mariana, Marisol's 14-year-old little sister, who waged a Facebook campaign to draw public and political attention to her sister's plight.
Well, we had a lot of petitions going around on Facebook. We had petitions for signatures to bring her home. We had phone calls made to our senators. And one occasion we met with one of our senators to ask for letters. I went around in the Pea Ridge community and I asked for letters from old teachers Marisol had, from people that knew us, neighbors, churches, community service groups, our police station. There were signatures from Australia, from United Kingdom, from Mexico, around the United States.
Had Marisol stayed in the U.S., she would have discovered that the U of A system and her local community college allow undocumented students to pursue a higher education. And because she left the country, she's no longer eligible to apply for special credentials under President Barack Obama's 2012 initiative known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which would allow her to legally work and drive. Still, Marisol Soto is pushing on, enrolling at the community college, working with a local immigration lawyer to help clear her record.
We do consider this place home. We want to progress. We want to help. In my case, I do. I want to go to college. I want to work. I'm bilingual. I can help so much. And I love doing community service. I love helping. I'm not here to harm. I'm here to help.
According to the Immigration Policy Center, an estimated 1.8 million unauthorized immigrant youth could be eligible for provisional legal status. Last count, nearly 522,000 cases were approved. As for Marisol Soto's experience in Mexico, the Post-Deportation Human Rights Project at Boston College has found that many such individuals face significant stigma and discrimination, and especially so when they are visibly Americanized. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.